This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I begin by greeting you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhum. Just attempting to answer a question that's been going on around social media nowadays. I am not on social media, but it was just brought to my attention regarding Tyree Nichols and whether Tyree Nichols took Shahada at Masjid al-Salam or not. So remember that at Masjid al-Salam, I am the Imam of Masjid al-Salam, by the way. The way that we like to do things is that when people come to take their Shahada, we like for them to take their Shahada publicly. And the reason we like for people to take their Shahada publicly is because we want to celebrate. This is a really, really important event, and we want this to be a communal celebration. In addition to that, we also identify this individual, this brother or sister, as a community member so that they receive their rights and that we have an obligation towards them. Be it burial, be it support, whatever the case is, we want to identify this individual as a community member. And that takes place when this happens publicly. Please remember, making your Shahada public is not a requirement to validate your Islam. You do not need your Shahada to be done in front of a sheikh. You do not need to have it in front of an imam. You don't need to do it in front of a masjid. You don't need to do it with a congregation. You can actually make your own Shahada private, and that is 100% acceptable. So we'll make sure that this is clear. We also want to acknowledge the challenges that some of our brothers and sisters who go through, you know, when they convert to Islam. You know, sometimes people become Muslims and they just don't want that information to be public. Either they're not ready for it yet, they have familial issues that are taking place. I have had many people who came to me and said, look, I became a Muslim and I did not tell my parents for an entire year. I did not know how my mom is going to react. My mother is very religiously active. My dad is active in the church. And we just want to make sure that, you know, I can tell my parents this information and somehow I am able to control their reaction or at least predict their reaction. 100% agree that many people take their Shahada, but they do not necessarily come out publicly to indicate that they are Muslims. So what happened in the case of Tyree Nichols? I give the khutbah the same Friday that the video was going to be released. I speak to the community, speak about against police brutality, we speak against oppression and all this. Khutbah is over, a brother comes to me and tells me that he believes that Tyree Nichols is a Muslim because the brother has given him a Shahada. So alhamdulillah, you know, so what happens? I met the brother 3 years ago in some event, you know, the Muslims were praying outside. Tyree Nichols seemed like he was interested, according to this brother, and he was listening to what was going on. It was the Friday khutbah. Afterwards, you know, Tyree started walking away. The brother called him in, said, brother, salam alaikum. I don't know if he greeted him with a salam alaikum. But brother, you know, we're glad to have you. What's going on? Spoke to him, gave him a business card. Fast forward, the brother tells us that July of 2022, he believes that Tyree Nichols came to Masjid al-Salam and took Shahada at Masjid al-Salam. Brother also reminded me that I personally was given the khutbah that day at Masjid al-Salam, but I was not available when Tyree Nichols took the Shahada. The brother was the only one present with few other brothers when Tyree Nichols took the Shahada. Now, at Masjid al-Salam, when people come in and take the Shahada publicly, we usually record our khutbahs, and if somebody is taking their Shahada, the khutbah the recording is extended to also include in it the person taking a Shahada. Does this happen every single time? No. It only happens when the Shahada is scheduled. Many times we may have a Shahada that is scheduled, but the person ended up showing up late or coming in late. Many times we have had people who come in after Jum'ah is over, as people are leaving, we are all standing in the multi-purpose hall, and the person walks in and says, oh, this is my friend, he wants to take Shahada. Right there and then, in the multi-purpose room, we huddle people in, you know, brothers, sisters, you know, come in, you know, such and such person is taking the Shahada. We celebrate their Shahada, we embrace them, and we hug them. We do not have any such record of this happening at Masjid al-Salam. I'm talking about we do not have any video recording of this happening at Masjid al-Salam. So what happens is, procedurally speaking, Masjid al-Salam is unable to confirm this information, but also because of the report of this brother, we are unable to deny this information. And the way that this information, or the way that the story is being told around social media, is that the leadership at Masjid al-Salam is suppressing this information. And I say, man, this is really sad. Because every time we brought up the issue of Tyree Nichols, I reminded the community. I said, look, we have a report that tells us that Brother Tyree Nichols has taken the Shahada. If that is the case, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us with him in the highest place of paradise, ya Rabbil Alameen. And remember, when we made this statement, we are neither confirming nor are we denying. The point here is not to deny somebody Islam. A'udhu billah. Why would we do that? I think that we would all be extremely happy if we find out that Tyree Nichols died a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. If that is the case, wallahi, we would all be happy if that is the case. So what happened? People who have heard this story initially, they pointed out to some discrepancies into the story. I personally spoke to the brother, a beautiful brother, who said that, you know, it's given him the Shahada. Our brother is a pioneer in the community. He's been very active in the da'wah scene for 40 years. I said to the brother, I said, brother, if you gave Tyree a Shahada, why did we not fight for his legal Islamic rights? You know, what about a Muslim burial? Why did we not make that, you know, part of what is going on? My brother said, look, he said, you know, the political situation was so charged, and we did not, or the brother felt that he did not want to disturb what was happening by bringing another disturbing element into the scene. So he said, I just held back. Alhamdulillah. We also have a community member here in our midst, Brother Sari, who worked with Tyree Nichols at Verizon for about 3 years. Sari met with Tyree Nichols 3 days before being him, you know, killed by the police, or beat to death by the police. Tyree Nichols is aware of Brother Sari Mansour. Sari is a Muslim. They have had many conversations about Islam. 3 days prior to him being beat to death by the police, Sari called Tyree Nichols to catch up, and they had coffee together. And they spoke about many things, and Tyree did not bring up him converting to Islam to Brother Sari. Is that enough to deny the person their deen, their Islam? Absolutely not. Maybe he forgot. Maybe the opportunity never presented itself. Maybe he was still not comfortable going public with that information. Is this the basis as to why we are unable to confirm? Absolutely not. But this is part of the greater story that is taking place out there. And then also what we said is, if somebody makes such a claim, you know, inshallah, it never happens to any of us. The case is that we outlive our children and our child passes away, and somebody, you know, makes a claim, a local pastor, a local rabbi, they make a claim that this person came to our church, we baptized them, or they accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. As a parent, I would be very livid, and I would say, what proof do you have for making this statement? And if they do not have a proof, then we say, why are you spreading rumors about my child? So procedurally speaking, Masjid al-Salam is unable to confirm such information. But we also cannot deny it on the basis that we have a brother who said, I believe that I gave this person a Shahada. Alhamdulillah. On a personal level, I choose to believe this brother. Procedurally, as an institution, it would be very difficult for me to make such a claim. So that is what happened. But the idea that we are suppressing information, denying information, intentionally withholding information, I'm sorry, but I think that's just silly. And like I said, the sad part is people claiming that they have personally confirmed with Masjid al-Salam. Like, I am the Imam of Masjid al-Salam. I have not received a single call. Not a single call. Not a single individual ever called to confirm with me. They called the Masjid. Maybe they spoke to our office manager, and our position has been clear. Brothers, we are unable to deny, nor are we able to confirm that report. This is a case that has received a lot of attention, national, international attention. And if the institution is going to make such a statement, we better have some very solid proof. Even the brother who gave him the Shahada did not feel that, you know what, it was proper for him to go out there and fight for, you know, for the burial or for the rights of Tyree Nichols as a Muslim. Please remember that we are not attempting to take away Islam from Brother Nichols or anybody else. And the point before last that I want to make is, and this is be it at Masjid al-Salam, and I hope that this is the case everywhere else. When people come in and identify as Muslims, we do not and we should not inquire into the validity of their Islam. People get very offended when you do that, and it's a really, really sensitive topic for our brothers and sisters, converts, especially in the African American community, when somebody, you know, this idea of just questioning their deen, questioning their Islam, it doesn't feel good. You know, I sometimes we are unable to relate to this as an immigrant community. I tell people, you know, imagine that every time somebody meets and say, are you a citizen? What proof do you have? Are you here legally? What proof do you have? People would get offended by these types of questions. Well, you know, other people also, you know, why don't you just take my word at face value? If I say I'm a Muslim, then that's all we need. That is all we need to say that, you know, to say that somebody is a Muslim, our brother and sister is not only our brother and sister in humanity, but also our brother and sister in faith. The last point is that our community was interested in the case, not because Tyree Nichols was a Muslim. We are interested in the case because what happened to him is wrong, regardless of what he believed or did not believe. And I believe that as a community, let's make sure that we don't care about these things only when these things happen to people like us, but also when it happens to people who are not like us. We do not care for peace and justice only for the people that we like, but also we care for peace and justice for people that we may not like, or they may not like us. Because justice is an absolute virtue, meaning that how we feel is irrelevant to the fact that we want justice to be carried out. So again, the point here is not to deny Brother Nichols dying a Muslim. Procedurally speaking, once again, this is where we stand as a masjid. I hope this is a clarification, and I know that this is going to raise more questions than give answers, but nevertheless, it may answer some of the questions out there. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.